thanks for coming on board the podcast, my brother. But you got to help me out here. Before I even do the full proper introduction, I'm a bit confused down here. On social media, you're known as Stephen Tessera. And over here, you're known as Paul. So which is which right now? What do I call you? Do I call you Stephen or I call you Paul?
My full name is Paul Stephen Tessera.
Ah, okay. So that's what I was wondering. I was watching some of your videos on about when you're doing some introduction with a band. You said Paul. Then I saw your Facebook, it was Stephen Tessera. So I was like, is there a twin guy? Somebody I'm missing out down here? Am I talking to the right guy or not? But anyway, thank you so much for coming on board. This is, I think, a bit long overdue, right? This conversation.
Yeah.
Very, very correct. Long, man.
Just to cut you off a while, that idea of having your first name and second name is a different way of marketing yourself.
Ah, okay. I learned something new.
So once people start looking for you, both of your name and trying to get you, and then they find out the first person, the story is already carried already.
Okay. It is
an another way of marketing.
It's an interesting way of marketing, but at the same time, you'll leave people confusing like I did. But no complaints. It is kind of nice to solve the mystery, who's who. Because I was seriously, it took me a while. It's like, okay, who's this guy Paul and who's this guy Steven? Are they the same person or two different guys or are they twins or something? I don't know, man. But finally, I managed to clear things off down here. Well, like I said, this is a long overdue a conversation. My apologies. I'm supposed to have this months and months ago. Finally, I managed to get the right time to have you on board, which is amazing. You have a very interesting band called Sweet Rasta. And for the benefit of our listeners,
one of my few bands.
One of your few bands. Okay, now today I'm a bit confused on who am I going to be talking to? Am I going to be talking to Paul Sweet Rasta or Paul, the guy who has so many bands? So let's try to do a bit of both.
Both, yeah. I'm fine with both.
Okay, cool. Let's find out about you first, man. You belong to the most happening part of Malaysia, which is Melaka, right?
Yes, Melaka, smack in the middle.
Right, smack. You come from the Portuguese settlement?
Close to that, but I'm Portuguese rated.
Okay, that's the most happening
that's
part
sorry,
of...
That's my surname.
Okay. That's the most happening part of Melaka. The guys over there are a bit wild and crazy, but they are very talented people. Anybody who comes from that zone is, I must say, is pretty talented. There's so many great talents who come out from that zone, to be more precise, especially in the music industry.
Yeah.
I wonder why is that?
Because of the influence.
Really?
The older people with the culture and then with the music they brought down to generation. Every festival and everything that we have for the family or the community, there's always have music and people playing.
Hey, it's so fun.
So it's just something where we pick up.
It's the culture, in fact. It's like, because it's so much, it's fun whenever I see anybody's social media from that zone. Everything is all about fun, music, party, drinking, music. Oh, man, that's the kind of life I want to live on day in, day out, man. It's one of the most happening cultures, man. And one of the guys I know, of course, is, I think, related to you, the guys from Blister. That's how I actually got introduced as well with the Portuguese settlement or Portuguese zone around in Melaka, man. Happening place, nice place. And for you, how did you get involved in the music? And you said a moment ago, you said that you have several bands. And one of it, of course, is Sweet Rasta. So before I get into Sweet Rasta, what about you? How did you get into this so-called music business? And how many bands actually do you have?
Okay. How I got it in the music in this industry is through this group of people that I hang out with. So I started learning music. Then I went in, hit dive music. First instrument I picked up was a djembe.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Then I went on a bass.
Okay.
All the way became a bassist.
Well, you're a happening bassist because I watched your music video, your performances. It's like everybody be about quiet, chill out, but you're the hyper one in your band. Even for a track which is not so upbeat, I see you bouncing around, which is kind of fun. It kind of reminds me of the guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, what's his name again?
He's one of my big idols, Sleep.
Okay. Sleep, yeah. That's a nice one, man.
No, because when I play, I believe I'm the peak of my life.
Okay.
And I'm an entertainer. I give you my all.
Nice. That's how it should be, man. Mm. You should put up some showmanship whenever anybody performs. That's how I like bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just about singing and playing music. But you started off, there's so many bands, like you said earlier. Which is your first band?
Okay, my first band ever did I started was for Wood Zachary.
Okay.
Blister's drummer.
Okay, Scott. Okay.
And myself, that was my first band when I was 16 years old.
Okay, that's...
So my biggest influence was always being hardcore and rock and roll.
Nice. And you got Zach
As
there.
I was growing up, my uncle's is Os Bombos.
Oh, yes. The legendary, yeah.
So I had the opportunity to play country, blues, which I didn't understand shit. So I only learned like later on when I get school, you know, playing with uncles. Yeah. Wrong word, wrong.
I could imagine, man.
Oh, man, like at one time I was in the studio with Uncle Jerry.
Okay.
Because I have very strong influence of funk.
Okay, okay.
So they were playing something old and I was like funky up. Oh, Uncle Jerry turned me and said, what the fuck you playing? I'm telling him I play funk. Fuck your funk.
Oh, man. It is going to be quite a difficult task, I mean, especially for them, right? It's like when you have you like dealing with you, how you do the whole thing. Oh, I could imagine that, man. But how long were you with them anyway? How long were you playing with them?
No, I play with them occasionally.
Okay.
Okay, then I played a lot with Blister. I was the first Blister, the face bassist.
Oh, okay. This was
so we started off together.
This was happening. This is somewhere around the early 2000s, is it?
Yeah, early 2000s.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So I started off from there. Then, so that time I had like two bands, and then after that, I went and study.
Okay.
Took a break from music. Came back. I was working in BMW as a mechanic.
Okay.
2006, Sweet Rasta was formed.
Oh, what made you decide from funk, all right, from funk, and then you had the country influence, the rock and roll, then all of a sudden into a complete different genre, which is reggae. How did that happen, man?
Because the people that I playing with have somehow moved on to their work life. And then I found love of reggae. It was a different vibe, different tune.
Okay.
The connection was very different. It speak a lot about love, hope, charity, peace.
Nice
so
vibe.
So I gravitated to that.
Okay.
And then half of the bands that I listen, the heavy metal bands that I like,
okay,
they have some reggae element. So when I went into reggae, I found this guy called Fat Zain.
Okay.
He invited me to start a reggae band. He was the guitarist. I was the didgeridoo player.
Oui. From djembe, bass, and didgeridoo.
Yeah, I was playing didgeridoo. Then after that, they had one show. The bassist didn't come. I took over the bass position all the way until now.
So he lost his job.
he lost his job.
No, but the Sweet Rasta, did you form the band or it was somebody else and you joined in, or is the collaborative effort of starting this band itself?
Yeah, it was somebody's idea and I was looking for a reggae band.
Okay.
We just met like that.
I see. And okay, don't mind me sharing. Who's in Sweet Rasta?
Currently, Terry.
Okay.
The drummer.
All right.
Then Pachat is a keyboardist.
Okay.
Joshua is a Tamil band guitarist.
Hey, Tamil band guitarist. Okay. He's also the guitarist.
We got a lot of... okay. Then I'm playing bass.
Okay.
My singer is Fat Zain.
Okay.
Okay, I got the tabla player.
Nice.
Emmanuel.
All right.
And I have occasionally a horn blower in and out.
So there's pretty much about seven of you guys there.
Seven.
Nice. And like I said,
but we off and on, we got a rap. Sorry.
You got a rapper too.
Rapper joining us. Yeah.
Well, that's a big
Lucas.
Big lineup for a band. Yeah. Like a big.
How did when we were playing in 2007, 2010, we had like 15 piece on stage.
Whoa. This is like the UB40s, man.
Yeah, we had horn blowers, didgeridoo, percussionists, brass section.
That's a huge amount of people on stage. But is it practical for you guys? Because getting on board an ensemble is that many and performing on it, do you do that regularly or is it like only for as and when it's needed to have that 15 people?
That is like high paid event, festival.
Okay, then you get the whole gang into it. Technically speaking, apart from the seven of you, the rest of them are more of sessionists, right?
In a way, yes.
Okay, cool. And the regular ones, whenever you have shows, because like I said earlier, everything I know about you guys is from your social media page. I haven't had the privilege or the opportunity to check your live yet. And I've noticed how many of you guys actually perform on your regular shows. Like you had one show in La Players, if I'm not mistaken. Then you had a couple of Polkville. You performed in Polkville and a couple of other places. Were they the same seven people on stage or was it even smaller in that group?
Okay, you see, when we started Sweet Rasta, it was an underground scene.
Okay.
For years we went on. Then we wanted to try to be a festival band, which we are doing currently.
Okay.
We also wanted to try the pub scene.
Oh.
To get some cash in.
I see.
So when we came down, talk to the boys in the band, we make it clear, like, for example, if the show need 3 person, whoever in the band fee 3 main instruments, go.
Okay. That makes more sense now. Because I was a bit confused with the identity.
Most of the place we play just 4 verse lah.
Okay. Now things are getting a little more clearer right now. Because there's a bit confused of the identity of Sweet Rasta. Who is exactly Sweet Rasta? Because the name Sweet Rasta doesn't help at all when it comes to Google, man. The moment I type on Sweet Rasta, I'll find every other thing possible except for your band, man. There's so many other, I don't know how do I say, influences or connections about with the word Sweet Rasta. You know, the Jamaican lifestyle, this, that, everything gets there. But when I'm looking for Sweet Rasta, as in the band, it is super duper difficult. I think even in social media, there's about 2-3 Sweet Rastas around, man.
Yeah.
That's a bit tricky. Do you find that to be a bit of, let's say, a problematic issue for you guys on the long run? Especially, let's say, when you become a bit more established and all. And finally, when people want to look up you guys, you know, like Sweet Rasta, you know, anything to do with everybody, the first thing to do is Google it. So do you think that it's going to be like an issue in the long run for you guys?
I brought up this issue a few times in my band. Mm-hmm. Because all this while we've been in an underground scene.
Okay.
We know in a different market.
I see.
A different clique of people. So now we're coming up to mainstream or in pub. Now we have 3-4 Facebook accounts. Because of the past members was doing for it and they left.
Oh, so it's all over the place.
We cannot take that down. Yeah.
Oh, I think you got to work on that, man. You got to work on that as soon as possible, man. You got some good stuff because I was watching, like I said, I was watching your videos. I kind of like the vibe of your band. It's nice. It's nice the feel of the whole thing going on there. And your tracks, when it comes to music, how many originals that you have? And I'm pretty sure a lot of covers are being done whenever you perform on in pubs, especially in the pub circuit. There's a lot of covers going on there. But in terms of originals, how many do you have?
Currently, I wrote 4. Mm-hmm. 6.
6.
The 6 original song, yeah.
Okay. And is that a
bit... We have 3 reggae.
Okay.
One rock steady.
Nice.
Two ska.
Wow. That's a different... Oh, okay. So you have the ska, you have rock city, and you have the reggae for Sweet Rasta.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Okay. You seem to be someone very unique. I haven't come across something like this before, especially when the genre keeps changing for a particular band, or you have a variety of genre in that sense. But are your tracks available on Spotify and all the streaming platforms?
Not at the moment. So we just done recording.
Okay.
So by 2 months' time, you release it.
On the streaming platforms. And on YouTube, do you have any originals going on down there?
Yeah, we have a couple of original which I posted.
Okay, so I got to check that out. Because like I said earlier, the moment I typed Sweet Rasta, I got every other things on the planet except for you guys. Yeah. It was so difficult for me to track down your tracks and all. Even when I was checking out your social media, I had to go digging and digging and digging and digging. It's like I gave up. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to sit down and ask him everything so then I can post everything on the website and make it easier for everybody else. I'm going to do the whole world a favor by posting everything on the website so they can see it on the spot easier for them. And these tracks, you're talking about what? Next 2 months to be released?
That's the plan. In 2 months' time, we're releasing one of our single.
Okay. But what took you so long to come up with or release all these songs? Because Sweet Rasta is not exactly a brand new band. It's been around for a while. So what made you wait so long before you want to release your music?
So the band was there since 2007, officially.
Okay. That's a long time.
We had recorded 5 songs. The member left the band.
Okay.
And then after that, the song was lost.
Huh?
Yeah. Because was passed around to... We didn't have the proper channel and the funds to do... We were young.
Okay. That explains.
So we were passing it around to know what to do, and it got lost.
Ah, man. So do you have those lyrics or any of the raw materials at the studio engineers?
We have.
Okay, good.
So we re-record the song and declare the song as ours.
Okay, good. Good. So these are the songs that can be expected in the next couple of months, lah.
That's the plan. We plan to tie with the publisher.
Okay.
So we are looking it currently. We'll keep it local.
Oh, Jude. All right.
Yes. Waiting to sit and talk to him.
Nice.
Okay, so I have a different idea for Sweet Rasta.
What's the idea like?
Like, for now, the first song is a pure reggae song.
Okay.
We recorded in a... it's sort of like an orchestra studio.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the next song I would like to record in the rock studio.
Ooh. Why is that?
So, even though I'm playing reggae... But when the fellow mix and the fellow master, his background is different. So you got very different vibe in a song.
Okay, why did you choose to do that?
It makes more sense to me because, like, I'm a reggae producer or a reggae songwriter.
Okay.
I write it like that because I see it like that.
Okay.
And then I think reggae is supposed to be like that. Okay. When you send to a fellow that wishes rock and roll, you're going to see reggae in different view.
Oh.
If you can meet in the middle, it's a perfect blend.
Okay. Trying to infuse things. Lah. A fusion.
In a way.
A fusion production, lah, in a way. Not fusion music, but fusion production. Okay. But
in a sense, even the band also itself, we also have like fusion music because we bring in tabla.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I wrote a Tagalog song. Yeah, a Tagalog English song. And then a couple of my songs is Malay.
Okay.
We're putting more in traditional instruments in.
Okay. But doing all this, you have, which is good. You have a wide variety when it comes to Sweet Rasta. But when it comes to your identity, your branding for Sweet Rasta, how do you, by doing all this, like you have different sounds of going on. Like I said earlier, tracks are talking about rocksteady. You have tracks which is ska. Then you have tracks which is reggae. So you have multiple personalities or rather multiple images going on with Sweet Rasta. So wouldn't that actually kind of, I wouldn't want to use the word confused, but something along the lines of the identity of Sweet Rasta? What is Sweet Rasta? Who is Sweet Rasta?
Okay, you see, ska was the first ever created as Calypso, then ska.
Okay.
Then became reggae.
Okay.
Then he spread. Okay, so we are just playing in the umbrella of that.
Okay.
So ska, reggae, reggae ska, rock steady, it's just in the umbrella of that.
Okay, so you
so
give...
If there's like a ska gig callers there,
mm-hmm.
we cover both, ska and reggae. He's still in the family.
Okay.
If a reggae gig callers there, we cover both also.
Okay, you're leaving your options open if that's the case. Nice. But in terms of creating that following, because you know how it is, right? When a music lover, if like say for example, if I'm a fan of reggae, I know my bands which I'm going to listen to. That if I'm a fan of rocks or maybe ska, I know the kind of bands that I'm going to be listening to. So I have X followings. Let's say if I'm a band, I play reggae, so I have a X following who listens to reggae only. Then I have a ska following, which listens to ska only. So next time when you come and perform on your live shows, which crowd would you attract? Which of the followings you think that will be coming out to check out Sweet Rasta? Because you have different sides of following already based on the music that you have.
Through my experience through the show, the following is always mixed.
Okay.
And because, like I said, it's the same in Bera.
Mm-hmm.
The dance move is the same.
Okay.
Either slow or fast.
So you layan no nila, either one of it.
But
for the people who come and check you out in the pub scene, who are they? What kind of followers are they for your music? Which part of Sweet Rasta
okay,
do they
so
follow?
That one we go more commercial reggae.
Okay, so fully when you perform in pub, it's fully reggae.
Fully reggae. That's why a lot of pubs scared to take us.
Scared? Why?
Or take us and then this. sometimes the mindset: can you sit for 3 hours listening to reggae?
Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay.
So
we try to cover a lot of commercial songs into reggae.
Okay.
For the pub scene.
Give me an example, like you.
But every pub we play, let me finish. Every pub we go and play, we play our original song also.
Okay. So when you see you.
Okay, for example, Cintaku, Alley Cat.
Okay.
Cintaku, we make it into reggae.
Oh, all right. Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. Because I was trying to figure out how to. Okay. Now I get it. So it's basically, it's like
okay.
Whatever commercial tracks will be played based on your version of it.
Yes.
Not the original, just the cover alone, but it's going to be done on your version. You know, you are one of my favorite, I would officially say this, this is one of my favorite podcast episodes ever. I have never been so confused and so clear at the very same time, man.
Can I take the opportunity to clear the name thing?
Okay, please do.
Each band that I play, I go by a different name.
Wait, your name or the band's name?
My name.
Okay, so which band goes on what name?
So, like, I have a drum line in Mleka. It's called Mleka Drum Corp.
Okay.
They call me the Sweet Chocolate Man.
Oh, yeah, I was about to ask you about that also. So your
okay.
YouTube page
they call me the Sweet Chocolate Man.
Okay.
And then Sweet Rasta, everybody call me Paul Black. Paul Black.
Oh, Paul Black. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I recently playing with a Hindi band, like Hindi music, Bollywood.
Okay.
They make it into rock.
Okay. What's that band called?
So I'm playing with them. Currently, the band is going with the name Project X.
Okay, it's another band I got to check out.
The singer is from India but staying in Malaysia.
Okay, I got to check that band out soon.
So we are playing the Mendos next 26th Sunday.
Hopefully I can make it. Let's keep my fingers crossed.
Okay. I'm going with that name, Darkness. So yeah, each band I play, I use a different name. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, please help me.
Why people can't find me.
Okay, here's another one. This is a little too much for a Sunday afternoon for me recording this, but please help me out. How many bands do you perform with? Okay, Sweet Rasta is one, then your Project X is one, then you have another band, a drum line. What's that called
again? Yeah, I have a drum line. Melaka Drum Corp.
Okay, Melaka Drum Corp. So how many other bands do you play
then
with?
I play with Darian and Ethan.
Okay.
And run music on the run.
Okay, that's another.
Then
one.
I also play with another band with Darian and Terry.
Okay,
we going that with Mysterious Drop.
Nice. So five. Okay, you got five. How many more do you have?
Currently, so that five. The rest all is just session.
So you must be a very busy musician, man. You got five bands. If you're alternate,
my theory of life.
Uh huh.
I want to play as much as I can before I die.
Nice. You do that, man. You do that because I think you are doing that. It's like there's only 5 days in a week. How many bands can you actually perform with in a week, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, dude. You are the most unique guest I've ever had on this podcast. I don't know. I'm hitting about 80 episodes thus far, and my entire career of doing this for the past 25 years, you are the most unique guest I've ever had, which is, I must say thank you, man. I must say thank you for spicing things up for me, man. I have never been, like I said earlier, I've never been so confused and so clear in one show, man. This has to be the best one. The highlight for me so far for 2023, man. A guy who's here, there, and everywhere, dude. You're here, there, and everywhere. So how many shows do you play? I mean, I'm pretty sure your weekends are pretty packed. If you have five bands, it's like you're going to have a super packed weekend.
Even though I have five bands, they are not all playing every time at one go.
Okay.
So normally I will tell them, like, book a show for, like, 2 weeks beforehand. So you have time to adjust around.
Okay.
There are days which I play four shows a night.
Whoa.
Some five.
What, with the different bands? Some
two. Different bands.
How do you do that in one night, man? It's like you drive.
No, in one night. Sorry, 1 week.
Oh, 1 week.
Sorry, 1 week.
One night. 1 week, sorry. You must be a super band, man.
Sorry. I slept.
Four.
I'm born dyslexic. That's why
I
see words upside down.
Okay.
That's why I do things very weirdly.
okay. That explains. But it's quite interesting. You keep it fresh at all times. You don't have the monotonous routine, man. One day you're playing reggae, next day you're playing country, then you're playing rock, you're playing this, you're playing that, which makes it quite interesting indeed. I kind of know that feeling. Is like, even for me, I have multiple personalities when it comes to what I do, hosting. One day I'm so formal in suit. The next day I'm going crazy, wild. Then one day I'm so laid back. So I think I can imagine what you go through. Is like, it keeps things more interesting on a daily basis. But
yeah, man, like when I wake up in the morning, I tell myself, like, I want to live full my day.
Okay.
So I try to achieve as close I can to that.
But apart from this, you're not only in music, you also have a day job, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you juggle that with your music?
Okay. I kind enough, like, my company is flexible.
Okay.
Provided my job is done. And then, so when I have show, I'll just let them know. Then I replace back the hours on other days.
Oh, that's a very nice company to work with, man.
Yeah. So I'm fortunate enough. And then because my company needs me, I speak Chinese.
Oh, really?
I'm good with people. I speak.
Why do you have a strong feeling that you might end up with a Chinese band in a matter of time?
I do want to. I just don't have the opportunity yet.
That would be so cool, man.
You see, because I'm playing Indian music right now, their counting is a bit different.
Yeah.
So I get very confused. And it's like, how to perfect that or how to understand that? That's what keeps me going.
Nice, man. Nice. So you're just learning while you're playing at the very same time. But in terms of coming up with
and
songs...
And throwing myself under the bus.
Yes. I. One day you might just sit back and say, no, that's it. I'm not going to play anything for the next 1 month. No, but you make music also at the same time. You said earlier you wrote some songs with Sweet Rasta and all. And you're playing with different bands. So do you write songs for them also?
I wrote one recently song for the Hindi band.
Okay.
But it's English. He will translate into Hindu.
Okay, into Hindi lah. Okay, good.
Hindi, sorry. Yeah, I translated. So I wrote for them. So I like to write song.
Okay. And what?
So sometimes I just share around friends.
And what's your motivation behind writing those songs, or rather, what's your inspiration of writing your songs? What do you write about?
Day-to-day life.
Really? Like what?
Pains, suffering.
Give me an example of one of the tracks you wrote for Sweet Rasta. What was it all about?
Okay, I wrote a song, my latest song that I'm going to release soon. Mm-hmm. It's called Radio. Okay, I wrote a song about myself sitting beside a radio, listening to the tune that I want. I cannot get.
Okay.
So why don't I play in the radio?
Oh.
And the whole song is an opportunity and also a mocking theory to find myself one day playing in the radio.
Oh, hey, that's possible.
With how the industry is going.
That's possible, man.
Yeah.
That's absolutely possible. That's doable.
So day-to-day life story.
That's nice, man. But challenges that you face being a person, a multi-talented person who plays with so many bands, what are the challenges that you find that's happening on a frequent basis for you, the challenges that you face of playing with so many bands?
I think because I'm dyslexic.
Okay.
Sometimes I have to read chords. I see wrongly, I play wrong notes.
Oh, that's quite tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, and then sometimes like I get panic on stage, something might happen. I get the song played differently in my head.
Oh, those sorts of challenges. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the most fun part when everybody will get angry with you. But yeah.
But I'm pretty sure your members know about it, right? But I'm pretty sure your members know about your issue, right? So it's nothing to get angry about. It's just that, there he goes. Paul has done it again.
Yeah. So that will be my hardest thing on stage. I'm currently blessed with the time, the opportunity. I still want more opportunity and more show.
Okay.
I want to get paid as how good I am.
Your value
as a basis, my value. So all are things that I going towards my goal. I started like a small session also, where friends can come and jam and live record.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things in the music going around me. I try to do the best I can. Like I said, fortunate enough, and I'm not getting burned for it yet.
You know, you come across as a guy who's, the whole idea when I sent you the WhatsApp, like, want to have a chat with you. I was actually intending to have a chat with their Sweet Rasta, to be more precise. But based on this conversation that's going on, I think I would call this whole thing about, this whole episode is all about you, man. Paul Stephen Tissera, because you're one of those guys that I would love to sit down and have a beer with and have a chat all evening, man. Just to talk about your journey. It's like I've spoken to thousands of bands, hundreds or maybe thousands of bands before throughout my career, hundreds, not thousands, hundreds of bands, and everybody was different on their journey in music. But for you, you have multiple journeys running at the same time. So that's definitely has to be one of the toughest challenges to deal with, man. It's like being a sessionist is one thing, but being part of several bands at the same time, that is, I would consider that to be one of the toughest challenge as a musician.
Look, like, how do I say it? The bands that I know, they take a break and start another project.
Okay.
For myself, opportunity just presented there and I went.
Just grab whatever that came in.
Yeah. And then I worry about the consequences, the time or later.
But like I said, I'm backtracking a little bit. Earlier I was talking about the identity of the band. But you as a musician, your identity, don't you think it's spread across a little too thin?
Yeah, it is.
How do you,
with a bunch of names.
How would I remember Paul Stephen Tessera or Paul Black or whatever names that you have in the industry? But you have so many things you spread across so thin. How would I remember you by? It's like, how would anybody know? How could anyone identify you as a musician? Which is this? Which is which? How would you like to be remembered?
You see, I would like to be remembered as Paul Stephen Tessera.
Okay.
So anybody that come across me will take an effort and ask me how come I have different name. Means I can meet you halfway because you have big effort to know me. And then I will journey with you.
Okay.
So the concept, a lot of people don't get it, the concept of having different name and different band. If one band don't work out, your name don't get spoiled.
Oh, you're playing it safe.
Because you play. And then because of I having too much of name, people will talk about me a lot. Hey, this guy was playing there. This guy was playing there, but different name.
Okay.
Sensing all marketing.
So it's like you have multiple personalities. Like it's like five different characters in five different bands.
Yeah, then I don't need to tie down. I can go to a reggae concert and wear purple shirt.
Okay.
Or go to this one. I can have fun, dress up. I can have fun to express my music at the moment what I'm feeling.
This
so I'm not tied down to...
This idea of yours having multiple personality, is it something that you came up with or is it like something that you've learned through through your journey in this business?
I think I learned through my journey and then I watched Ben like Ben, like Limp Bizkit used to have like very bad publicity.
Okay.
And then bad publicity is still publicity.
Okay.
So I guess all these things that I learned and I watched, experienced, I came out with this theory.
Oh, so it's your way. It's not like to say that it is a plan, a branding strategy that was a template. It was not a template. It's a template that you created yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. That is different, man. I can't, like I said earlier, I am seriously so enjoying this conversation very much because I have never come across anyone like you before. Never, trust me. I've done conversations with local bands, international bands, and everybody I could think of. You seem to be a very unique artist. Even Prince, the late Prince, he had name changes. Like after several years, one new name from Prince, the guy formerly known as Prince, the artist, then he was just a symbol. And, you know, he had phases, but you do it all simultaneously. So, this is interesting. I really got to sit down with you and have a drink with you, man, just to know more about you, man. Things that I can't chat on this podcast anyway. Oh, that would be lovely, man. So you just completed with Sweet Rasa. You had a show called Sunfest recently, right?
Santone.
That was what?
Yesterday, last night.
Oh, I missed that, man. So how was that?
Yeah. It was a nice reggae, ska, skinhead community festival.
Where was this?
They had like about 8 different bands. Gomba, Panggung Asia.
Oh, okay. And nice place.
So they had like one guy from Thailand came down. Check that played There's a lot of reggae bands in Malaysia.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Reggae ska. So partially of them was there.
There's a lot of reggae bands, but the problem is there's not many reggae shows. That is the only thing that's... I wish you had more.
I think before the MCO, we had more.
Yeah, well, but you see, the thing about the difference between any rock shows and, you know, the normal conventional rock shows or any other pop shows and reggae doesn't happen that frequent as you would expect it to be on a bigger scale. There is, but it's more to a very, very niche market. But if you really think about it, the reggae community is huge, man. There's so many to it. One of the person I've had a chat with recently was Major One. She champions the reggae cause, and there's a lot of things. It's more of a culture than just music itself. The food, the people, the dances. It's quite a nice thing going on. So I wish I'd see more of that happening, man.
Yeah. We also pushing for more venues, more reggae event. But like I said, the community is big, but it's also scattered.
Very true.
So that we'll be trying to connect as much as we can. But anyway, there are reggae small events, sometimes not to do with about band. They got the reggae DJ dub.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That happens a lot.
But have you tried setting your music, giving it a shot of touring outside of Malaysia? Taking your band outside?
Yeah, we want to.
You want to, or have you tried doing that?
We are taking the opportunity. We'll keep it local.
Okay. Yeah, keep it local in Asia.
Because we don't have the means.
The connections.
By ourselves.
Okay.
Correct. Personally, because you see, even Sweet Rasta, the seven of us, all seven of us play in different band.
Even your band members have different bands?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The only one is my singer. He's a full-time musician, Basker.
Okay.
In Malacca.
Nice.
So every show you take bus, come up KL.
Wow, that's
and then the rest of us have to take break.
That's a lot of work, man. Coming from KL, Blanca to KL, just to do one show and leave the next day. That is a tough task, man. But do you all have shows in Malacca as frequent as what you see in KL?
No, Malacca is a bit slow.
Why? You got so many great talents that comes from Malacca, but the show scene,
correct,
not exactly is what he expected to be there. Why is that? What do you think?
I think because of the support from the crowd.
Really? Because you have a lot of tourists. You have a lot of tourists going into Malacca. Weekends, that's it. There's no way anybody can get a parking in Malacca. So it's that pack. And yet, you don't have the support. That's a big mystery to me.
No. You see, the support, when this type of gig happen, it's not smack in the city.
Okay.
It's an outskirt. So you need local people, bands.
Oh, okay.
If you do something smack in the city, you need support from the local. The tourist is there. The police and all that, all the et cetera, all gone.
Oh, that spoils the whole fun, man. Hopefully you can...
I might be wrong, but that's my experience through my years of doing gigs in Malacca.
Okay, hopefully that changes, because I have not really experienced Malacca's gigs yet. Hopefully, I did hang out a couple of spots, but I didn't see this happening as it's supposed to be. Because I was always puzzled. Malacca's a nice town, laid back, chill out, and so much of fun things to do over there. Music scene should have grown big time because all the tourists, especially Singaporeans coming there over the weekend, should have been a big thing in Malacca. Maybe it is. Maybe I don't know. I couldn't say that. So what's your plans like for this after this conversation? I believe that you have a show tonight. We're recording this on Sunday, which will be out tomorrow. So tonight you have a show with Darian and you just messaged me yesterday, right? Terry. That's happening tonight. And after that, what's up for you and your bands?
Okay, so Next week, I got no show. I only have practice the rest days.
I'm surprised. But my, five bands and you're no yeah. show. That's a record, man.
But because I need to focus also on my the my Project Egg band.
Okay, okay.
They are playing in, like I said, the Mendos.
Where's that?
So I have to, the Mendos, Kelana Jaya, the passport.
Okay, 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 okay.
At the back.
Ah, all right, all right.
So I'm practically playing 16 Hindu song.
Hindi songs.
Am I saying Hindi song? Correct. Ah. Sorry. So what they are doing, they are taking their songs and make it rock.
Nah, okay, okay.
And he played a couple of his original song.
All right, all right, all right. So that's happening.
So I want to focus on that for next week.
Nice, nice. So that's be happening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put everything I can think of on the website just in case you guys want to check out Paul and Sweet Rasta and hopefully other bands that he's involved in. So I'm just going to rename this whole podcast from just focusing on Sweet Rasta. I'm just going to put Paul, chatting with Paul, man. And maybe another day when you have the time when you release your first single or two, then I have all your band members. We'll have a chat with that on that part, man. I want to start off something different, and now we ended up with something else going on in this particular podcast, which is interesting. Like I said, thank you for the experience, man. It's nice to have a unique guest on the show, and you have just made it, taken it to the next level on this one. Thank you so much on that side of it, man. So we're going to wrap
my
things up.
My pleasure.
It's going to wrap things up. Before I wrap it, is there anything you'd like to share?
It's always nice to meet new people. You start new journey. So thanks for all the opportunity that I've been giving.
Okay.
Given, sorry.
Yeah, man.
And then this opportunity is great to be here to talk to you.
It's my pleasure, man. The pleasure is all mine.
So it's really a blessing. I hope we can work something out in the future.
Definitely, we definitely can.
Bigger projects.
Definitely we can. Definitely we can. We'll do that, man.
Mm. So, and to all the ones who are viewing, Paul Steven
Tishara. Yeah, Paul. See, there you go. That's the branding I've been waiting for. So I'm going to post everything about Steven I can think of on the website. You just find out about it. The man has a whole long list. I'm just going to have to listen to the whole podcast again before I post everything up because there's so many bands. I lost track with it, the kind of music. So we'll find out more about it. Anything you need to know, how you want to follow him, where do you follow him? Everything is going to be posted on the website. So all the details. Steven, you better forward that to me in the first place. You got to tell me where they find you. So just WhatsApp me and I'll just post it all on their website. And please make sure you follow them, like the stuff, whatever your music video, subscribe to the channels. Okay, that's what you got to do. That's the most important thing. Subscribe to the channels. And most of all, the last two things is, one, you share it with as many people as possible. And if you have a chance to check out the shows and gigs, go and check it out. At least once, like experience at least one show at least. From each band. So each band, so you got five shows to experience. That's the best part of it. So check it out, Steven. Paul. What am I supposed to call you now? Should I call you Paul or should I call you Steven?
Just call me Paul.
Paul, okay, Paul. Or in the words of the wise words of the Malacca people. Okay, Bert, I see you, Bert.
Yes.
All right, man.
Peace out.
Peace out, man. Thank you very much, Brent. Thank you very much.